FM.
What's it like to be polyamorous?
What's it like to climb Mount Everest?
What's it like to be TikTok famous?
What's it like to be a flat earther?
What's it like to escape prison?
What's it like to be lost at sea?
What's it like to be an escort?
What's it like to be an amputee?
What's it like?
Today's What's It Like To is what's it like to be an intimacy coordinator for film and television. We have Jessica Steinrock. She has a cool 500,000 followers on TikTok as she sheds a light on what an intimacy coordinator is all about. I'll leave it to you to describe. What does an intimacy coordinator do, Jess?
I get this question a lot. It's a relatively new position, but you know how stunt coordinators
position,
work, right? Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
But you know, stunt coordinators aren't actually punching each other on TV. We're not actually causing any harm. They're just making it look like a fist is making contact with a face. Well, we do the same thing for scenes of simulated sex and nudity. Essentially, we're also making it look like two body parts are in contact when they're not actually in contact.
Oh, wow. And it's your job to kind of like coach people through how that process works. So you work with the two actors that are involved in that scene. Or it may be an actor by themselves.
I mean, frankly, it can be 1 to 50, so.
Oh, wow. 50 is a big day in the office, isn't it, Jess?
It's a lot of prep work, I got to say. Definitely a challenging moment.
What's one of the tricks you use to make it look like, well, to make it appear like they're doing something intimate, but they're actually not?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that we have is that cameras have really bad depth perception, and this is the same trick that stunt coordinators might use. So typically, as long as the camera is in line with the fist and the face, there can actually be about a foot and a half gap between those two points. Same thing with folks, if we're talking about making someone look like their lips are making contact with a certain body part, there can actually be quite a bit of gap between those body parts as long as the camera is in the right spot.
Yeah, right. And do you ever get a situation where you have two actors who say, you know what, Jess, we're pretty cool with this. We'll take it from here. We don't need any to fake anything because
we're
pretty down with each other's company.
You know, it's actually against union protocols. So that's one of the other things where if someone was like, yeah, you could punch me in the face, that would still be against the rules in the same way that even if two actors are married, they have to follow the same union guidelines that every other actor has to follow.
You know what, Jess? This is why I got out of acting. Too much red tape.
Well, you know, we just do our best to keep people safe.
Okay. Now, this is a bit of a weird one. So you choreograph sex scenes. So how do you research so you know, like, what the kids are doing? Do you know what I mean?
I can give you some links.
I know, but you have to obviously be on top of what people are doing in the bedroom as part of your job.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to story. What is the story we are trying to tell? Every look, breath, kiss, position, moment of tongue or not moment of tongue is going to tell a different story about these characters. So actors, one, are brilliant. So a lot of it is working with them about what they think their character would do in that moment, working with the director about what the director wants to show, thinking about cultural context, thinking about when is the piece being performed, what audience would have seen that piece or is seeing that piece, all of those different pieces of context will go into how we decide to choreograph that scene and make sure that it's essential to the story, not necessarily to the actors or what is hip nowadays.
Stop me if I'm being inappropriate with this question, but like sometimes when you go to like a physio and they sort of show you what to do, they'll get into that position and they'll go, look, you've got to stretch like this or do this, whatever. Do you ever have to go, look, okay, Sally, just jump out of the way for a second. George Clooney, you stay where you are. I'm just going to show you, George, come closer to me. Closer, tongue out, closer. Stop there. Do you ever have to step in and sort of say, this is how to do it?
You know, I do not, but there is definitely ways that I demonstrate just on myself. There's a personal ethics and professional ethics within our industry that typically we don't demonstrate on the other actors, but sometimes we have assistants, and so we do often offer different types of demonstration. But as you know, all jokes aside, our goal is to make this a really professional feeling moment, because for so long, intimate scenes haven't been professionally supported. And we have gotten those moments where people feel like they're being taken advantage of, where people feel like they're being coerced. And so our job is to make that scene just as safe as any other day on set.
And we want to keep this interview as professional as possible as well, Jess. But I have to ask the question.
Please do.
What if, because, you know, actors, for the most part, we're talking about some pretty good looking people here. What if someone becomes genuinely aroused during one of these scenes?
Mm.
Yeah. And actually, you know, I'm really glad you asked that, because that's a question that a lot of actors feel really uncomfortable asking. And there's two things that I always say to that question. One is that for folks that aren't typically on big film sets, there's still, even on a closed set where we are minimizing folks, there's 20 people in the room. We're doing that take over and over and over again. So actual an actual vascular reaction happens a lot less than I think folks think it does. But that said, we also include barriers. So every simulated sex scene has some kind of barrier between the two actors' genitals, which means that there's some kind of padding that prevents sensation. Then if something does happen, we've also built in a lot of different ways for actors to call for a break. And they can call for a break because they need water. They can call for a break for any reason, and they never need to justify why they're calling for a break. So we have the barrier to protect the other actor, making sure that they don't feel any sensation. And we have a strategy for an actor to take a break whenever they need one, which means that no one ever needs to know that that reaction has occurred.
My wife and I have one of those barriers, Jess. It's called a wedding ring. And since she slipped that on,
who are the most famous actors that you've worked with?
You know, I actually don't talk about the shows that I've worked on or any of those things. My resume, and you know, there's IMDb stuff. You can always go look me up. But as far as like my media and social media presence, I do try to make sure that I keep that professional line, because I never want actors to feel like I'm going to share their stories in these kinds of spaces.
Oh, really? That's the only reason I do the job.
Is the ultimate compliment for you if people say, "I watched that show and that was so realistic"?
Yes. I mean, truly what I believe is that when actors are supported and they feel safe, they can do their best work. And so we often get more realism. We get more intimacy scenes. We get more steamy content because those actors are willing to go further, because they're not also trying to simultaneously act and protect themselves at the same time.
What about like something as simple as an open mouth pash? Like, could you recreate like Beck and I pashing without actually pashing? I don't know.
HR, this is something HR.
No, you couldn't. You can't do that without.
Don't know, can you?
No.
It depends on how realistic you want to see, right? There could be, if we're spinning the camera in 360 and moving fast and heads are in the right spots, your lips would never need to touch for us audience to get the story that there's an intimate kiss going on.
Very clever.
Colleagues are incredibly brilliant humans, as well as the camera folks that we work with and the directors and the actors. Like, that collaboration has birthed some really impressive ways to simulate this kind of stuff.
And Jess, are there ever, you know, at the risk again of getting too personal here, are there ever awkward moments when you're, say, out with your partner, you're out to dinner, you're meeting some new friends, and they say, "Oh, what do you do for a job?" And you say, you're sitting next to your partner, you say, "I'm an intimacy choreographer." Can that get weird?
You know, there are a lot of Uber drivers out there that think like I'm a dance professional or something, because I usually just leave it. They're like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I'm like, "I'm a choreographer." And I just kind of leave it at that. You know, it really depends on the group that I'm with, how far I explain my role or not. But, you know, if it's a group that I'm going to be with for a long time, then I definitely will take a little bit more care and explain what I do. And frankly, a lot of times I approach it from the fact that I'm a consent educator as well. And my goal is safety on sets, to tell these really vulnerable and beautiful stories.
Mm. And if someone was looking for a career path in intimacy coordination, how did you get into it? What qualifications do you need?
Is it a TAFE course?
Yeah, I actually run a company that trains intimacy professionals, and we've done some work in Australia with Australian Equity as well. My company is called Intimacy Directors and Coordinators Incorporated, and that is where we have a full program that takes folks through what this career path is and helps get them set up on set. This is something that we built, frankly, in 2020 is really when we got our sea legs, which were then swiftly taken out from under us thanks to the global health crisis. But we're really excited that we've been able to train a significant number of new intimacy professionals in the last couple of years.
Do you ever get inquiries from people who don't realize that you work in the film business? And they want just some personal life.
Are you asking for
coaching?
A friend, Limo?
asking for a
friend.
You know,
I've never gotten that. I have great respect for the adult film industry, but that's just a line that I keep very firm. I also don't work on reality television shows. I work strictly in the scripted and simulated sex realm.
So fascinating.
It was very fascinating.
What a job. So, yeah, I've got a million more questions, but they're probably not safe for work. But Jessica Steinrock, you can find her. She's Intimacy Coordinator on TikTok and on Instagram. Some really fascinating content you put on there as well. So chuck her a follow. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jess.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a wonderful time. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.